Today's daf, Masechet Gittin, brought to me ben Chumot Yerushalayim, is daf Mem Aleph in Gittin. And we are holding really in the middle of a sugya. So I would recommend that we run over it once, just very, very quickly. We can start in the Mishnah, Mem Amud Beit, and we basically know what's going on. Eved Shasa'o Rabo Apotiki La'achirim V'shicharo, Shurat Adin Ein Eved Chayev Klum, crazy case. We have no idea what's going on. An Eved was mortgaged to someone for a loan, and then Rabo, and I'm not quite sure Rabo who that is, it may mean the guy who made him the mortgage, it may mean the guy to whom he was mortgaged, went ahead and was meshachrer him. So it really is not the Eved's problem, but nonetheless, what we do is we force the Rav to make him a Ben Chorin, which is weird because it just said he was Meshacharim. Maybe this is the other Rav. Very confusing, you know. So we force him to make him a Ben Chorin. And then he writes, the Eved writes, I guess, I don't know, it's not clear. He writes a shtar on his money. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer Einu Kotev, he doesn't have to write anything. Ela Meshacharer, the guy who freed him has to write. Yes. Okay, let's see what it's talking about. So now, yes, the Gemara, Mi Shichro. How do we read the Mishnah? So our first take on the Mishnah was Omar Rav. Here's how it starts. What happened is his original owner made him a potiki, and then he screwed the other guy by freeing the Eved. So, in fact, so Rabbi Rishon, Shurat Adin, continues the Mishnah, Shurat Adin, Eina Eved Chayev Klum Rabbi Sheni, when it says, the Eved is a Chayev anything, that means to the guy to him he once belonged, as a mortgage. Because even though you'd say, well, I mean, he's still got a mortgage on him, it's no different than anyone else. He's got a gift, he's got to pay whatever liens are on the gift. No. In this case, he doesn't. Why? Because in this case, we have Rava's dicta. Since the very act of shichur cancels all liens, so therefore the Eved is not really responsible to pay back the guy to whom he was mortgaged for the lien that he's walking off with because the lien is canceled. That's the beautiful meaning of the Mishnah. Now, comes along Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Enokateva Lemeshachrer. What does that mean? Okay, so since we're saying over here that b'nei tikkun olam kofin et rabo, first, what does that mean? Shami yimtze eno bashok v'yomer lo avdiata. Kofin et rabo over here means the second guy. So we're worried that the second guy is going to be resentful about the loss of his mortgage. He's going to accuse the Eved of walking away with the mortgage despite the fact that legally the Eved has no responsibility. And so to avoid the Eved's being caught in this type of situation where he's being accused of being an Eved in public and so on. So therefore, we force the second guy who had the mortgage, who was not really Rabbo, but we're pretending we call him Rabbo, and he has to make him a Ben Chorin, even the first guy already made him a Ben Chorin, and that was the only one that counted. But since this second guy is making such a big fuss over it, or may make a fuss over it, we make him, please concentrate, we make him write a get shichur too, and then the Eved pays him back over time whenever he's able to. He pays him back for the value of himself up to the value of the mortgage, of course, whatever he walked away with. So this is for the benefit of the Eved so that he shouldn't be attacked. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, what's the Eved business? It's ridiculous. In Eved Kotev, the guy who made him free was the first guy who made a mortgage. What right did he have to mess up this other guy's mortgage? Let him pay for the whatever the mortgage was. So the Meshachrer Kotev the Shtar. Wait, so what's the Machlokas? The Machlokas is whether the act of Shichrur, which by definition will fatally damage the Shibud, the mortgage of the other guy, since it's Bafkiya Shibudim, is Ravata. So the question is whether Mazik Shibudo Shechaviro is chayiv or not, and that's kamiflagi. Mar sever chayav, umar sever patur, and indeed it was pretty well recognized in the Batei Midrashim that that's what this mission is all about, because itmar nami, amazik shibudo shechaviro, bonu l'machloket Rav Shimon Gamliel v'Rabbanan. So it seems clear that people assume that that's the issue over here, since the shichur is mafkia l'shibud, we've got a question over here about whether you have to pay for being mafkiya shiva. So if you need to pay, the one who was mafkiya the shiva, then it would be Rabbo HaRishon has to pay, and that's what Rabbi Gamliel is saying. The Meshachrer has to pay. If the poorest guy who owned the mortgage is up the creek without a paddle, and it's for the benefit of the Eved that he be actually accepted as a free man and not people saying that he's walking around as the mortgage of somebody else. So we made the Tikkun HaOlam, if in the event that you don't hold that the Meshachrer is chayef, so then we let the Eved promise with a promissory note that ultimately he'll pay it off. Maybe it'll take him 10 years, 20 years, whatever, but as he gradually makes a salary, he'll be paying him back. That is approach number one to the Mishnah. Ula has a completely different approach. Ula Amar, when it says v'shichroro, it means the second guy, the mortgage owner, gave him a get shichror. Now, shurat adin, ain't have it chayef klum. That doesn't mean money. It means mitzvahs. Shurat adin, this eved is a plain old eved like he always was. He's not chayef in more mitzvahs now that the guy who didn't own him and only had a lien on him made him a get shichror. However, the problem is that people get confused about these things because they know there was a contract, they know there was a mortgage, they know this guy wrote out a get shichror. They think, well, maybe this Eved is really a full Jew. Now, what's going on? Why is it he keeping mitzvahs? Or why is he allowed to marry a shifra? Whatever, it's just not a good situation. So because of that, people think in their lack of knowledge that he's a ben chorin. So the Mela, we better make him a ben chorin. And we're kofin at Rabbo. So we force the guy, the real owner, who's the original owner who made him the mortgage, Rekofin at Rabbo Rishon, and he really makes him a ben chorin by writing Abar Get Shechror, the Koteva Eved, Shtar Al Damav, and then the Eved, since he's being freed, and we've put this guy through it, so he'll pay him back over time. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, no. The second guy, he was the one who messed everything up. Because when he, even though he didn't have a right to be Meshacharim, he went ahead and was Meshacharim, that triggered the Tikkun HaOlam that forced the first guy to lose the Eved. Now, who the heck asked him to stick his long nose into this and none of his business? And he ended up causing damage to the Eved of the other guy, because now he can't keep him as an Eved. Now, you'll say that our damage detector doesn't detect any damage. His heart seems to be okay. His arms seem to be okay. Everything seems to be fine. And therefore, how could we be mechayev him on an unrecognizable damage? Ah, but that is exactly a big machlokas called hezek sheino nikar, undetectable damage. No instruments will detect this damage. And yet the bottom line is the guy can't use his eved. And therefore, and that, of course, big machlokas, we have Baba Kama, Marsava, Shmeyazek, that this type of damage that ultimately prevents a person from being able to make use of his thing is still called Ezek, Umarsava, Lav Shmeyazek. Now, why did Ula resist the beautiful pshat of Rav? I mean, is it really so straightforward? I mean, you got to admit, it's a little bit weird. In a Eved, sure, it's an Eved Chayev, meaning the mitzvahs. Mikotev, the Mishnah, I don't know. And Rav was very straightforward. So why would Ula not want to say Rav's pshat? Because Ula says, for heaven's sakes, kofin et rabo v'oselto ben chorin. How could kofin et rabo be referring to the second guy who is the mortgage holder? That's not rabo. How can you call up any stretch of the imagination? Shemi, Rabbo Karitele. You're going to call that guy who has a mortgage on something, you're going to call him a Rabbo. It should have said you forced the purchase of the mortgage, whatever, but Rabbo makes no sense. And Rav, why is he willing to swallow that and not bite the bullet and say, Kula, my time, Lama Kula? He says, look, it's just as ridiculous for you. You're saying that the Mishakrer is supposed to be the one who pays, according to Reb Shimon Gamliel, right? What Mishakrer? He wasn't, you're calling him a Mishakrer. He was the damager, he wasn't a Mishakrer. He pretended to be a Mishakrer. This is ridiculous according to you. So, Sheini Mishakrer Karita, I'll stick with the simple pshat, and if you don't like this, I don't like you. It's mine. How is said? Sedeo apotiki. Somebody makes his fill in apotiki. The word apotiki, remember, is an importation from the Greek, which means a specific mortgage. It gives you a lien to it, and you have immediate collection. You don't have to go through any collection process. You don't have to choose. He can't offer you another field. This is the field. The interpretation in Hebrew or in Aramaic is apo tehekoi. The loan stands on this.
Right?
No, apo on this tehe. It should be whatever it is. It depends what it is. It could be a ksuva. It could be a loan. It could be a whatever it is. Right? So I'm making this the apo tehe, and then it was flooded permanently by a river, Shatfa Nahar. So beautiful Ami Shapir, no, that gorgeous guy Ami, you know, the Beis Hamikdash, he quotes Rabbi Yochanan saying that Eino Gove Mishar Nechasim, you don't have a right to collect from anything else because you accept it as apotike. Says Avua Shmuel, you could be gover from any Nechasim. I mean, the apotike is first rights, but it doesn't mean that everything else you don't have a right to. Says Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, oh, because he's so beautiful, so mamele he gets away with saying garbage? I understand. Yishum da'ami shapir no omer shmaitu d'lo shapirni. He says ugly things, but because he's so beautiful, everybody's going to accept all the ugly things that he says. It's ridiculous. So it doesn't make any sense. And it says, since when does an apotheke prevent you from collecting your loan? It's outrageous. Well, Targum Shmaita, 1 minute. I mean, he's not an idiot. Anybody with a name like that, you know. So, to Targum Shmaita, the Omar Lelo Yelecha Piron Ela Mizu. Obviously, he's talking about an apotheke that includes the clause that this and only this is what you can collect. Tanya Nami Hoki, indeed, the writer said, how it says that they are potikilacher. Mishatfa Nahar, he can still be gove Mishar Nechasim, which is what Shmuel said and what we're claiming that now Ami Shapir Noah was made into. But im amar lo lo yelachapir on elamizo, if he said, you have only rights of collection from here, then eno gove Mishar Nechasim. Now there's another writer that makes a distinction between a Baal Chov and between Ketuvat Isha. So Tanya Ida. Oh, it says, Sadeo apotikila balchov lo Ketuvat Isha, govin mishar nechasim. As we just said, an apotikia does not prevent alternative collections, it just offers you first right of collection. Whereas Reb Shimon Gamliel says it's not so simple, because an apotikia that is accepted as the Ketuvat Isha is by definition in lieu of kol nechsai arvin and so on. Why? Because look, it's true that a Baal Chov certainly is gover mishar nechasim because he has no intention of giving up his rights of collection. But a woman who accepts a ksuva from an apotheke is actually a nagova mishar nechasim. There was no intention there of her ever being gover anything else, because ein darka shel isha lechazer al batei dinim. So Memela, she understood that she was putting all of her hopes for collection. It was on that understanding that she got married, that she was going to be able to collect from this particular field that then also has very important implications for the husband. Then the husband can't sell it, and so on. Right? It will just take it away automatically. He tries selling, he says, I'm sorry, sir, you can't sell this field. This field is, she's got liens on it. You know, you can get her permission, maybe, but then you'll have to give her another ksuva. So it has very important restraints on him, but it's an understanding that it's the equivalent of saying, I am going to collect from this field and this field only, because otherwise she's going to have to chase after all the fields that he went ahead and sold during the course of their marriage. And that she's not interested in that. She'd rather know that she can restrain his ability to sell, and that she's got a property that is hers, basically, from the start, than to start worrying about, oh, what do I'm supposed to know, like which one was sold when, and who, which liens he had on it, whether my lien comes first. And I don't get into that kind of stuff, which is very, very much part of a woman's psychology.
And that, I have to say, which properties are,
I'm sorry, in English?
When I make a lien on a property, do I have to say which properties are?
No, they don't have to, but here they did.
They did.
Yes, so normally the ksuvas of kol nechasai, all of my property, are Arevin, are basically the Meshubadim and guarantors for your loan. But over here, he specified a property.
Why?
If you were being chased by aliens, you would ask why? If it was your only chance of escape to write an apotiki, you would ask why?
No, but to say specific.
Yes, that's why, exactly what I'm saying. Those aliens said, either you say specific or we tear you apart molecule by molecule. Forget about cell by cell. You would go for it?
How painful would that be? Limb by limb, maybe.
Molecule by molecule. By the time you notice, you wouldn't feel
yeah.
it. And maybe that's our president's always why he says, I don't care about the aliens. I don't know. I give up. I didn't realize I'd be talking me coverage for aliens. So I'll have to find you a new reason why.
They put a claim on any accounts which you have or you don't have.
That's right. Tell me about it. It's an umdana that was the understanding that when you say apotiki, you mean apotiki lo yegvia from anything else. The implications of this have to do with sales. Yeah, we're the mavato the sales of the husband, as the Tosis points out. He can't sell it. Because she doesn't want to go to court. She doesn't want to go chasing after anybody.
In fact, Shatvan Ahar, if that was her field in Shatvan Ahar, she's in trouble.
Well, she could always open up a kefli. And now a word from our president.
We went to kefli.
Zog the Heilige Mish.
Mish Echetzio Evet. We better try that again.
What is a kefli?
It's one of those Israeli versions of... parks for kids. So they fill up a little pool of water and the kids believe it's a river or something. You know, so they have a bathtub and they put a little thing in the bathtub. Anyway, so says the Mishnah. And this, of course, is our famous Mishnah. We know this Mishnah. We've had it so many times. Mishnah Chetzio Eved V'Chetzio Ben Chorin. Somebody, now, it's not, we know already that the easiest way to create a chetzi eved and chetzi ben chorin is to take three parts pepper, is to have two people owning the guy in the first place, and then have one of them be mishachrer, and then you end up with a chetzi eved, chetzi ben chorin. What a trick. But until we come up with that plan, we got to figure out how you get a chatzi eved chatzi ben chorin. Now, the way that we think we get a chatzi eved chatzi ben chorin initially is by looking to a case in the Torah where we have what appears to be a chatzi eved chatzi ben chorin, which is a shivcha charufa. So we have the lo nivdat as a ishi or is ishi, right? Only the Gemara knows for sure at this point. So the question is, maybe we could apply that, say, whatever made her a chatzi shivcha chatzi ben chorin, or is that what it means? If it wasn't so obvious right up front that, well, we know that there's an easy way to get a chatzi shev, chatzi ever, chatzi ben chorin, right? No. That's the problem. So since he's a chatzi ever, chatzi ben chorin, the gabbai goes crazy. What do? Ovedet rabo yom echad ve'atatzmo yom echad. So basically, he will work for himself one day out of the week and then switch work for the other guy. At least this way, you know, you don't have the other guy coming in and saying, hey, you can't do that, you're half minor today, I want you to do this. Oh, okay. So Basil figures he's got it all covered, this guy.
I have half a mind to get this work done.
This is wild, he only has a half a mind. Imagine if he had a full mind.
Screw that.
Seinfeld lives. So, okay. So Beis Shammai says, no, this is not a solution because tikanta mit rabo. Fine, it's all very nice. Is Odin has one day at a time of unfettered work and so on. But how is he supposed to get along in life? That's malo tikanta. I mean, he can't marry a shivcha, right? Because kvar chetzio ben chorin. So the half of the Ben Chorin part can't be married to a Shifcha. On the other hand, he can't marry a Bat Chorin because he's half an Eved, who's not allowed to be married to a Bat Chorin. So you'll say, okay, it's a big deal. So the guy's lucky, you know, Yevatel. No. Everybody's got that burden. All that God wants out of things over here is some reproductive activity. He did not create it to remain unsettled. It was meant to be all settled down. That's why it was built. Why do we bring this pasuk? What's wrong with the mitzvah d'oraisa of period of Arivia? Why are we bringing the pasuk of Lashevet? Well, first of all, is an Eved chayv period of Arivia? Maybe only half of the Eved is chayv in period of Arivia. Because an Isha is not chayv as a period of Arivia the way we pasuk, and therefore the Chatzi wouldn't be chayv. But Lashevet Yitzara is a description of the human condition. Right? It's the way the world is meant to be. That would apply also to an Eved. And furthermore, Tosfos also suggests that this makes it into something. I mean, it's not just a mitzvah, it's the whole purpose of creation. You're saying, L'shevet Yitzara. I mean, so that makes it also something that's very chomor.
Is it okay. Less important than the purpose of creation?
No, less important, yeah.
Why?
Because a mitzvah is misharet creation. So anyway, therefore, what we need to do, since we're talking about Tikkun HaOlam, which, you know, Moshe doesn't believe in all that much, we're talking about Tikkun. But since we live at Tikkun HaOlam, which was the whole point of these, you know, all of this parak here, so since we believe in Tikkun HaOlam, Kofinet Rabo Velserto Ben Chorin, Vekotev Shtara Chatzidamav. And indeed, Beit Hillel said, you know what, you're right. Chazu Beit Hillel, Lo Rod Kedivrei Beit Shammai. Now, we need to figure out, how did this guy become a Chatzi Eved? So turn around. HaMeshachrer Chatzi Avdo. What would be the halacha if, we didn't think yet of this idea, right? So what would be the halacha if you take your full Eved, the full owner, and you write out a Shtar Shechrur for half? Right? So I write to him, half of you is free. Now what does that happen? What happened? One owner. Can one owner do the same thing as two owners where each one is doing the whole thing? So Rebbe says, why not? Kind of. I mean, if you can own half, so why can't you own half? If you can own half because another guy owes the other half, why can't you own half because the other owns half? I mean, it should be the same thing. The only question is whether a get shechur works that way. Well, I say it does. The Chachamim say, no, it doesn't. Now, says Rabbi, let's just understand something. We don't know what those words, HaMeshachrer Chatziavdo, because there would be two ways you could be Meshachrerim. You could be Meshachrerim by allowing pidyon, perhaps, if you don't hold that whole sugya by the Hur'a Kol HaParasha Kulad, to not to the Lohevdata, right? But right now, assuming that you have that option, as Rebbe holds, either Hevdala Nivdata, or Chuvshalonitana, one being money, Evdalonivdata, the other one being Ishtar Shechur. So, you should understand, says Rava, that when we talk about Ovir HaMishachrer, it means using Ishtar Shechur. You certainly use money. So, the machlokas over here would be with Ishtar. Rebbe says, look, the Pasuk says two options. Either Evdalonivdata, we're talking about the Shifcha Karufa. Maybe the same thing by an Eved. So she was not completely piduya, or she wasn't given a get shichrur. Okay, what is that saying? It's saying that the shtar and keser have the same din. Hevda, chufsha, it's all basically the same idea. And in the same way that it's a given that you can be hevda lo nivdata, meaning partially padui and partially lo padui, so it's makishtar lekesef. Just like kesef, we just said, ben kulo ben chetzio, I mean, that's hefda, or slash lo niftata at the same time. That's what that means, as we're going to see. So she could be partially paduya. Okay, so then chufsha lo nitana means the same thing. Or she was not fully chufsha. Great. Okay, so it means you can clearly, this is what Rebbe is saying, you can clearly give a get shechur for half an eved. I mean, if you give a get shechur for half a shifcha, then obviously you can give a get shechur for half an eved. And that defines the case of a shifcha charufa. She's like a half a shivcha. Rabbanan. Rabbanan say no, because chuvsha lo nitan la is a gzera shava to natan la get gritut. Can you give a half a get to a woman? Can you say you are half megurashet? No. So then you cannot say you are half meshukraret. So just like an isha, ma isha chetzialo, afeve nami chetzialo. But, I mean, were it coming, says Rabbah, to dealing with kesef, of course you could have a chatzi shivcha, chatzi ev, chatzi ben chorin, the same way you would have a chatzi shivcha, chatzi bas chorin. She bought herself halfway back. Well, it's the same thing across the board. We have the Torah appears in numerous ways through Mishpat. Now,
what's that? When you have a shivcha, what can she do? What can she do? When you have a shivcha, she can't marry a.
Well, that's the whole idea of the shivcha harufa. We'll see. Let's wait. So, because if they're real, call kana, p'duya, veina, p'duya. So she's half p'duya, half veina, p'duya. And that's the situation. We do not make the takana of lo tohu v'ra'ah. That's the question. Why would she not be chayav in lo tohu v'ra'ah? Even if she's p'tura from.
Periv.
Huh?
Even she's p'tura from Periv Arivia.
From Periv Arivia, right. There's all kinds of interesting possibilities here. One of which is, if he's a chatzi ev, chatzi bar chorin, maybe he could marry a chatzi shivcha, chatzi bas chorin. Why wouldn't that be good? Because in Kilayim it's okay. It's an interesting comparison. In Kilayim, if something is a half of species X and half of species Y, so that it can marry the same thing. Mm-hmm. So that's obviously it's not the same thing. I mean, by Kilayim, we're looking at the species. So the question, the mixture of genes, is a similar mixture of genes we're saying in the hybrid, assuming that you have X chromosomes and Y chromosomes, you keep the same. The father is the same. Mother is the same. So there it's considered to be one mean. But then what does that have to do with the issue of the tzad avdus using the tzad cheirus in each case? Right? Which it shouldn't help over here.
That's good.
Right. Right. Okay. But there's it's a whole bunch of, I have to remind myself, a whole bunch of really cute and yonim over here. But, yes. Great. Yeah. I mean, one issue would be that the Eved, if we're Meshachar him, he becomes Chayev in period of Arivia, and he has to be Mekayev in period of Arivia. Hashem, if we're Meshachar a Shivcha, there's no guarantee there's no Chayev in the mitzvah. So maybe let me
look. Okay.
Yeah. But that's not a mitzvah. So. In other words, our Tikkun Olam can only take into consideration what the Chayuvim are. It doesn't make sense to make a Tikkun Olam just to make things possible where there's no reason for us to believe that there would be a follow-up. Okay, but anyway, back to our thing. So right now the question is, very technical question. What does it boil down to, the machlokas? Well, it boils down to fascinating machlokas, it would appear. And that is that l'chora, what are we arguing in, says the Gemara? Lema b'okam iflage. This is a very rare situation where you have a machlokas between a hekesh and a gezeira shava. On the one hand, the Torah is being makish, the ve'evda lo nivdata, which is possible to do partially, to the idea of chufasha. So that would mean that you can do a half of chufasha with a shtar. Yet on the other hand, in that very same pasuk, it says lo nitan la, which is gzeira shava to isha, which tells me that you cannot do a half of it. Now that's interesting. So do we follow the hekesh where there's a gzeira shava, or do we follow the gzeira shava against the hekesh? Maybe that's the machlokas. So is it possible the Marsover Hakesha Adifa, Marsover Xereshova Adifa? Is that possibly the issue? Says the Gemara, no. In actuality, normally, Kuli Alma Xereshova Adifa. Everyone would hold that Xereshova is Adif because basically the power of Xereshova, despite the fact that not every Xereshova necessarily has to be like this. If you don't have any questions on it. But normally, if you have questions on Gzeira Shavah and it's coming to attack your assumptions, then it has to be mufna. So if it's mufna, it means that the Torah has basically left extra words in the Pasuk in order to make this, those words. So it's as if it's written in the Pasuk, whereas a Hekesh is only a comparison to something written in the Pasuk. And therefore, the Gzeira Shavah would be Adif. But the reason over here that we don't say that is for the obvious point. That in this case, it doesn't matter that the Gzeirah Shavah is mufna, as Tosfos explains, because since you have that option now of pointing out that in the very case that we're discussing over here, the whole idea over here is coming from the fact that we want to say that there's no difference between the Chufasha and between the Avdelo Nivdata. But you cannot use the comparison to the Isha where the concept of Kesef doesn't exist. So obviously, the comparison to Kesef is only within the context where Kesef would work. Right? So, how are you going to tell me, well, but on the other hand, we're comparing it to Isha. What is that supposed to mean, we're comparing it to Isha? And Isha doesn't go out b'chlal with Kesef. So is that really comparable? That's the point. In this case, since you could say, look, obviously it doesn't mean to compare it to Isha if in the very same pasuk it's telling you that this Isha, the Shifcha, is Yotze B'Kesef. I mean, so it can't be telling you it's the same as an Isha in terms of Gittin. That's ridiculous. So for this, it isn't here. Okay.
Is that why it's always, whenever we have one of these kinds of cases, then we always have to say, well, I hope it's Mufna, because if it's not,
yes,
then
yes,
it's Mufna.
Yes, exactly. And in this case, even though it's not Mufna, as Tosfos says, but since you also have the contradiction of the Hakesh, this makes that difference. So you're able to ask. That's approach number one. Rav Yosef argues on Rava, and he says, no, I disagree. The case of the machlokes between Rebbe and the Chachomrim of how to create a chatzi eved is only a machlokes in Kesef. Nobody would think that you can use a shtar, which is similar to a get isha, to create a half an eved. That's ridiculous. So the question over here is, can you use Kesef to do that? So Rebbe, we already saw before, Rebbe holds hevdal lo nivdata is peduya ve'ena peduya. She is partially brought back. The Rabbanan Savre, those words don't mean that. He brought Torah k'lashon b'nei adam. She hasn't gotten around to make a pidyon. Heftalo nivdata. We never did a pidyon. That's all that it means. It's just a flourishy way of saying it. But b'shtar, divriyakol lo kana, nobody holds that after you have lola mi'isha that compares the din of shichur to gittin, that there's a hava, meaning that you can be meshacher a half. And therefore, there's no such thing, and for sure, there would be no way, according to the Rabbanan, there would be no way to have a chatzi eved, chatzi ben chorin, in this way.
The eved was owned by Shifra.
We're getting there. You're very late. Yeah, we started with that, actually, but we'll be getting back to it. Meitei. We ask on Rabbi Yosef, here it says Beferish, Bishtar, Rabbi Omer Kona. Now please, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi said you could certainly not be Kona with a Shtar, okay? So you're up the creek, forget it. So obviously there is a Machlokas about a Shtar, and Rabbi Yosef is wrong. Tiyufta, Rabbi Yosef, Tiyufta. Now that, for sure, he's totally wrong about that, but the question is he totally wrong about everything? Because he said that the machlokas is bekesev and not bishtar. Does this mean the kesev, the machlokas is bishtar and only bishtar? But actually, bekesev, Rabba was right, and everybody is motivated that it is okay. and you can create an avoy b'keser. Shall we say that? B'shtaru the pligi avoy b'keser lo pligi? Which would mean we've got a double whammy against Rabbi Yosef. Leimetavet yufta to Rabbi Yosef betarte. A, he said nobody would argue about a shtar, and they do. And B, he said, and everyone would agree about kesev, right? I mean, they would argue about kesev, and they don't argue about kesev. No, Rabbi Yosef would say that actually they argue in both. So I'm only half wrong. They argue across the board. Pligi b'shtar, wood, and b'kesev, I still disagree with Rabbi. Rabbi says everybody's agreed by kesev. I disagree. The reason that we talk about the machlokas here and we don't mention his kesev is to tell me, can you imagine that Rebbe would even allow you to free your eved halfway with a shtar? Incredible. I don't understand. Well, why don't say, let's argue about kesev, and can you imagine the Rabbanan hold you can't even be mishachar, despite the fact that it says evdalo niftata, you cannot be mishachar even be kesev, no? So lo diachar koch and Rabbanan. We could have, but koch de teira adiflay. I mean, listen, anybody can say keep the status quo, I mean, but, you know, you have to have a clarity to be able to say that it works. Rebbe says that it works. We quote Rebbe. Tashma, the brighter darshan's the pasuk. The hevda. Yochola ko, you might think that means she was completely bought back. Tamun omar lo niftata. No. She wasn't. Oh, she wasn't at all? Yochola ko? So in other words, she is completely a shivcha. And nonetheless, the Torah is saying that she has to bring a korban asham because she was, I guess, married to an Eved Ivri. And even though that's not really Kedushin, maybe the Torah is creating a semi-Kedushin between Shimcha and Eved. And that's why you're chayev via the korban asham. No, because it says Vevda. So it's not talking about a real Shimcha. So make up your mind, okay, said, well, obviously, p'duya v'ena p'duya. It means she's halfway bought her freedom. And that would be utilizing kesef or shove a kesef, that's fine. Now, continues the brighter. Eim yella b'kesef. How do you know you could even do this b'shtar? Talmud lomar v'evdala niftad o chufsha lo nitan la. Ulahalanu omer v'katav la sefer kritut. So that means that what is this chufsha? Sefer. Mal al bishtar, afkan bishtar. Well, okay, but maybe this means ainli ala chetzio b'kesev, even chetzio b'kesev, or kulo bishtar, because you said it's like a get, so maybe it has to be kulo bishtar. How do you know that you could even use chetzio bishtar minayin?
Because
it has
to be complete pieces, like a
get. Well, mm-hmm. If you wish, minayin. Talmud lomar ve'evda lo nivdata o chufsha lo nitan la ma kishtar lekesev ma kesev ben kulo ben chetzio av shtar nami ben kulo ben chetzio. Now, who is the author of this brayta? So, according to Rav Yosef, this works out very well. In other words, now that Rav Yosef has accepted the unavoidable fact that he is wrong, right? So Rav Yosef batar di itota. Once Rav Yosef now faces the tiyufta, so what did he come out saying? Either way, kesef or shtar, either way, it could be okulo or chetzio. Thanks. So this is exactly what he's saying. See, Rav Yosef, see, okay, so this supports my final position. It says, you might think this is only b'kesef or shava kesef. How do you know you can even do it with a shtar, gamash malon, etc., etc., right? That's exactly like Rav Yosef. Do we see that we could create a chatzi evet, chatzi ben chorin, the same way we create a chatzi shivcha, chatzi bas chorin? Either he or she can buy themselves back, and or he or she can get a get shichur on half of them. Both work. But according to Rabbah, this is a weird kind of brayta, huh? Because according to Rabbah, the Reisha, which was talking about hevdalo nivdata, he said, everybody's motive to that reisha. Yet the Sefer, which says that the shtar can also achieve the same thing, Rabbah said that that's only true according to Rebbe. So it's a little bit strange that the beginning makes a statement that everybody would agree with, and the Sefer now limits the Tana to being a sheet of Rebbe. Is that what Rabbah would say? Amelcha Rabbah, yes, that's exactly what I would say. Is that so terrible? The Reisha is Divrei HaKol, and the Seifa is true, even though it's not true according to everybody. Rav Ashi says, I don't understand. Why do we have to do this? Why can't the Breita be a creation of Rebbe? Who says it involves anybody else? Rebbe says, here's my Shita. Whether it's money or whether it's shtar, you could do either. Are we happy? Fine. Okay. The question is now, however, how do we read our Mishnah? Our Mishnah takes for granted that there's such a thing as a Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chorin. Now, according to Rabbah, everybody agrees there's such a thing. Not everybody agrees as to exactly how you would create such a thing, but you could certainly create such a thing. But Ketzev, it would be a machlokas if you could create such a thing, b'shtar. Fine. But according to Rav Yosef, the Rabbanan hold you can't do a halfway job with either. He claims they argue both b'ketzev, which is deep rhetorical, shobanei adam, yet the Torah doesn't mean you can do a halfway job with ketzev, you can't do a halfway job with the shtar. So how is there a halfway chatzi eved v'chatzi ben charen? How did we create it? Shall we say that our Mishnah is only going according to Rebbe and not to Rabbanan? Amar Avina, did you ask Tavi? Tavi already told us. We're talking about an eved shel shnei shutafim. So if you start off where one of the shutafim, two people own him. Now, one of them was meshacher here his entire rights with a get shichur, so that would be a total get shichur. It's not a din in the relationship like it is with an isha, where if she had two husbands, then each husband perhaps could give a get to his half, but obviously no such thing exists. So here, it's perfectly okay for one to write the get shichur for his half. So now it's a complete and total kulay. And therefore, it would work out perfectly well. Divrei HaKol. Eved shasur rabba potike lachem v'shichro shurat adinein eved chayev klum alo b'pte tikkun ha'olam kofinet rabova seoto ben chorin v'kotev shtar al damav ripshim ben gamliel amir eino kotev ala m'shachrer. Eved shasur rabba potike v'shichro mishichro amir rav rabo rishon. And then continue reading the Mishnah. Shurata dinein eved chayev klum no rabo sheni. Why? What about the lien on him? Ken rabba. The rova, rather. The omar rova. Hekdesh chometz v'shichrur mafkim idei shibud. Ela. Hey, tikkun olam, which is shem yim tzeno b'shuk v'yomar lo avdiyata. Kofin et rabo, meaning rabo sheni. He writes also a get shichrur rabo zelta ben chorin. And the Eved writes a shtar al damav. Rav Shimon Gamliel Amar, what does the Eved do anything for? Ein Eved kotev, let the guy who was meshachrerim be kotev. But Micah Miflagei, exactly that issue. Whether the guy who was meshachrer was mazik shibudu shachavero kamiflagei. Mar Savar, he's chayev for that alone. Umar Savar patur. Itmanami, amazik shibudu shachavero bono lamachloket Rav Shimon Gamliel v'rabono. So that's our first take on the Mishnah. Ula Amar, let's try that again. Mi shichro rabo asheni. Now, shurat adin ein eved chayev klum, not money, ein eved chayev klum be mitzvot, because he's still an eved. Elam edei tikkun olam, what's tikkun olam shari yatza? Alav shem ben chorin. So therefore, kofim et rabo arishon, oseato ben chorin, mikotev ha-eved shtar al damav. Reb Shimon Gamliel omer, why should the eved write? The shachrer should write. And what would they be arguing in according to Ula B'maika Miflagei? Behezek she'nonikar k'miflagei ma'asav shmei hezek ma'asav alav shmei hezek. Doesn't Ula see that Rav is just a heck of a lot smoother? So Ula, my time alo amar k'rav. Amar like, what is it when you say kofinat rabo? Rabo she'ni? You call that kofinat rabo? That doesn't make sense. She'ni rabo karite. V'rav my time alo amar k'ula amar lecha. Mishachrer? The sheni is a mishachrer karitalei. Itma. Oh, says the deva potikilah acher mishatva nahar. Ami shapir na'am, Rabbi Yochanan, eino gove mishar nechassim after that. Vavudish bun amar, gove mishar nechassim. Omri nachar bar Yitzchak, well. Shouldn't the Ami shapir know? He can get away with saying shmaita de lo shafirin? Well, now, hold on a minute. Let's not jump to conclusions. The Targum Shmaitata, the Omar Lai, Lo Yehelecha, Piron Elamizo, Tanyanami Yochi, who says that they are put together Achim Shat Fanahar, Gova Mishar Nechassim, V'inim Omar Lo, Lo Yehelecha, Piron Elamizo, in a Gova Mishar Nechassim. Tanya Idach, who says that they were put together by Al-Khov, L'Ktuvat Isha, Govin Mishar Nechassim, Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel, Ba'al-Khov, Gova Mishar Nechassim, אישה אינה גובה משאר נכסים שאין דרכה של אישה לחזר על בתי דינים. מי שחציו עבד וחציו בן חורין עובד את רבו יום אחד ואת עצמו יום אחד דברי בית הלל. בית שמאי אומרים תיקנתם את רבו ואת עצמו לא תיקנתם. לישא שפחה אי אפשר שכבר חציו בן חורין. בת חורין אי אפשר שכבר חציו עבד. ייבטל ולא לא נברא עולם אלא לפריה ורבייה שרמר לא תוהו ורעה לשבת יצרה. אלא מפני תיקון העולם כופין את רבו ועושה אותו בן חורין וכותב שטר חצי דמיו וחזרו בית הלל להורות כדברי בית שמאי. תנו רבו נאנם משחרר חצי עבדו רבי אומר קנה וחכמים אומרים לא קנה. הוא אמר רבא, but that's only a מחלוקת בשטר. The Rebbe Savar, ve'evdar lo nivdat, ha'chusha lo nitan la, means that they're the same. Ma kishtar la kesef, if kesef ben kulo ben chetzo, as it says, ve'evdar lo nivdat, so av shtar nami, ben kulo ben chetzo. Whereas Rabbanan say, well, I mean, the only way we know it's a shtar is because gamri lo lami isha. So if isha is chetzo lo, av eva nami chetzo lo, but kesef divrei hakol kana, of course, and she would be peduya, ve'ina peduya, and that creates the status of the shivra harufa. Lema ba'ok ha'mifgei demarsav ha'keisha adifa u'marsav gzereshav adifa. No, kuli ha'm gzereshav adifa, but there's a special case because she'anachad idol mifrach ma'ali isha she'kein ene yotze b'kesef at all. So how are you going to apply the concept of evdol and evdot in terms of kesef and shoma kesef to omar be'evet she'yotze b'kesef? Rav Yosef omar, on the contrary, the machloket is only b'kesef between Rebbe and Rabbana. The Rebbe savar evdol and evdot that means exactly what it says. Piduyavi, not piduya. And the Rabbanan hold, no, it's just a fancy way of saying she didn't buy herself back. Dibra Torah kal shel b'nei adam. But b'shtar, of course you're not gonna. I mean, it's the only way we know b'shtar is from Gittin. Meitve. Ha'mishachar chatzi avdo b'shtar. Let's get that straight. Rebbe Omer kona. V'chachomim amim lo kona. Tiyufta, Rav Yosef, tiyufta. And shall we take it a step further, perhaps? The Bishtaru to Plige. Of a Bekesev Lo Plige. In which case, Lematavit Yufta Rav Yosef Betarte. Hamlach Rav Yosef, now, hold your horses. It could be Plige Bishtar Vuadim Mekesev. Hodaka Miflige Bishtar is Lo Diacha Kocha the Rebbe. That even though you would think, I mean, it's got to be similar to a get, no, it's actually the same as Kesev. And why not lift the bekesef and lo diach hakocha the rabbanan to read the pasuk as stam di b'tor kosher b'nei yada? Because kach the terah difalei. Toshma vehevda yochol hakol on ivdata. Each one of these yochol hakol, it means, and that would mean that she was entirely a free woman, right? Lo nivdata. So you lo nivdata. It's a yochol hakol. She's completely a shivcha. She's married to an eved ivri. Talmud Loma Vehta, no, that's not the case of a Shivcha Harufa. So what is the case of a Shivcha Harufa? Ketzad? Piduya ve'ena piduya. Now that's as far as Kesev Shava is concerned. Ena yala b'kesev. Could you achieve the same result b'shtar? Indeed you could. B'shtar minayin? Talmud Loma Vehta lo nivdata o chufsha lo nitan la. How do you know that's a shtar? Because it says la'alan by Isha. It says v'katav la sefer kritud la. So ma'la'alan b'shtar, afkan b'shtar. Yes, but you still haven't proved the contention. I mean, because any other chetzio would be good b'kesef, and kula would be b'shtar. But how can you show me you can achieve v'shivcha harufa chetzio b'shtar minay? Tamud lomar, ve'evda lo nivdata o chufsha lo nitan la, ma kishtar la kesef. Just like kesef works ben kulo ben chetzio, av shtar nami works ben kulo ben chetzio. So, Bishlam Rav Yosef, this writer works out very well, because now that he has accepted the sad fact of his checkmate, so this is now Rebbe. So, Bater Dito, Tavva Mani Rebbe, and Rav Yosef insisted that Rebbe and the Rabbanan argue across the board, both by shtar and by kesef. But according to Rapa, I mean, it's not exactly Rebbe. It's a little confusing because the first part that spoke about kesef reisha was divrei hakol, and the sefer is Rebbe. Or Melech HaRabba, okay, so, yeah, that's exactly how I read it. Reisha Divrei HaKol, Sefer Rebbe. Ravashi says, why make a problem? The whole thing is Rebbe. Okay, but our Mishnah, the Tani Mishnah Chetzi Ovid V'Chetzi Ben Chorin, Bishlom El HaRabba, Rukim La Bekesi V'Divrei HaKol. But according to Rabbi Yosef, is it only Rebbe and not the Rabbonim? Because otherwise, how would we have Chetzi Ovid V'Chetzi Ben Chorin? Om Ravina, why? It's very simple. Be'evet Shal Shnei Shutafim, Vidivrei HaKol.